We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We understand sometimes it can be hard to find new music. Where do you get it from? You know, that's one of the complaints that you hear about radio occasionally is that we don't share new music with you enough. But we are here for you, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out. And enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
And this week is kind of weird because we have artists spanning almost 40 or 50 years worth of music from
this
brand new artists.
Happens?
Right. So I'm going to start first with an all-time favorite for Mix, and that is Bon Jovi. So they have an album coming May 15th.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be at the Garden on July 16th.
Yeah, huh?
And this is their new song called Limitless. They know who they are and they just stay with it.
Yep. It's Bon Jovi. And
right.
I just don't think they can do anything wrong.
Right.
They stay in their lane.
Yeah.
They make bangers for the people that love them.
Have you seen the funny stuff going on between him and Prince Harry?
No.
Because
no.
John Bon Jovi is very involved in the Invictus Games, which is Prince Harry's thing that he does, his big fundraiser that he does. And he wrote a song for him called Unbroken for the games.
Really?
And so Harry posted a whole bunch of like fake text messages, said, "Hey, Harry, how's it going? And he was like, "Well, I'm living on a prayer," but and then back and forth and back and forth.
Stop.
But it's my understanding that Harry will be there when he goes to Abbey Road Studios to produce the song.
The actual song.
Wow.
Unbroken. That's
and
cool.
Prince Harry will be there.
I just love John Bon Jovi,
too.
All right, so there you go. New music from Bon Jovi, Limitless, again at the Garden on July 16th. Five Sauce, as you millennials like to call this one. Five Sauce.
Or just Five Sauce fans.
Five Sauce fans. Seconds of Summer is the name of the band, but they call them Five Sauce. Their latest single is off the album Calm. Set to arrive March 27th. They're going to be at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion on September 2nd. This song is called Old Me.
Shout out to the old me and everything you showed me. Glad you didn't listen when the world was trying to slow me. No one could control me. Left my lovers lonely. Had to f*** up before I really got to know me. All the mistakes I made.
Oh, okay. We haven't got our hands on the edited radio
that is
version
an aggressive
yet.
I feel like the Mickey Mouse Club is swearing at me right now.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I kind of listening to it. It's a little overproduced.
Too overproduced for me.
But I kind of liked it when it got to the hook.
I like it when the vocals are a little bit higher.
Yeah. It was kind of hard to hear.
Like that
him a
last
little
song
bit.
They put out, which name is escaping me?
Youngblood.
Maybe.
Young Blood.
Not that one.
They just put out a remake of Killer Queen.
That's so good.
Young Blood, Old Me. I'm
like,
noticing
they have
a theme.
Really good harmonies.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what's lacking here, is their ability to actually sing.
I thought it was a decent song.
Yeah.
All right,
Selena Gomez. The song is called Feel Me. The song was officially released as a rare vinyl bonus track and unveiled on streaming services at midnight on Thursday. It's been circulating since the singer delivered it live during her Revival World Tour back in 2016. I think she can do no wrong.
Ugh, I could not disagree with you more.
I know you hate her and I love her.
I mean, I like her as a person. I just don't think she can sing. I think her songs are boring.
I like it. I like her.
She doesn't do much for me either.
It's wallpaper.
I just feel like, you know, it's good words. The songs are good.
Right.
She just doesn't have the voice to back it up. But I love her. I love her.
All right, so we have new music from The Weeknd. It's called After Hours. I don't know if you've seen the video for this one yet. Rumor is the song is about Bella Hadid.
Shocking.
He's going to be at Mohegan Sun on July 4th. Again, After Hours from The Weeknd. And rumors are this is about Bella Hadid.
Relatable.
All of his songs sound the same.
I can't understand a word he's saying.
Really? I don't like the beat on this. I like The Weeknd, but this is not it.
Yeah.
He sort of goes through saying, you know, you broke my heart, and then he starts saying, it's my fault too. And then at the end he says, but let's make babies anyway.
That's pretty much how all of the songs go. They broke up, and the first lyric of the song he released was, I want to you slow with the lights on. And Bella was like, what? We broke up yesterday, dude. You're mixed messages.
Oh, God, I'm dying. That's hilarious.
I dare you to tell me what he says here.
I can't when you're talking. Let you go.
This time I won't break your heart.
Oh my gosh, if I gotta work to listen to your song. I played it 3 times.
Active listening, Carson. Active
Okay, so that is The Weeknd After Hours. And our last one from a rock icon. He was in the band. Now it escapes me.
Black Sabbath?
Thank you. Black
Sabbath. I was about to say, dude.
Sorry, I threw a blank there. Going back to the 70s. He released his first solo album. Back in 1980, Kenny.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember The Blizzard of Oz?
Of course I do.
With Mr. Crowley
and Crazy Train? Well, I remember all that.
Oh, so he's got a new album out today. This is Ozzy featuring Post Malone. It's a raid. Huh. Very Green Day-ish.
Where was the posty part?
Yeah. He has like four. Yeah, he has like 4 lines.
Would you like to know where the story of this song came from?
I would love. Was there a raid?
So yeah, but this was way back. Like this song was originated way, way back when he was at a recording studio or at their house or something.
Yeah.
And all partying, and there were all manner of drugs everywhere, and the cops showed up, and he screamed, "It's a raid!" And then they're trying to ingest all the drugs before the cops come in, and that's where it started.
Somebody did their research this morning.
That's what I do, Dan. You know I love to study. I like it.
I love it.
It's just not for me. But
his album dropped today. I'm going to listen to it.
Yes.
I love Ozzy.
I do love the song that he did with Post on Hollywood's Bleeding. Yeah.
Well, you got to do one Post's way and one Ozzy's way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to listen to it. I'm going to check it out.
I love Ozzy back with it, but
yeah.
He had to cancel everything.
Oh, yeah. He's like not doing well. He's not
Parkinson's.
Yep. getting into him.
But all right, there it is. Judgment Zone every Friday at about this time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.